Blaue Heimat. Welcome to the striking housing block along Mühling, Hans Thoma and Wilhelm Trübner streets in Handschesheim. The GGH Housing Association started to build this second large housing estate in Handschesheim in 1926. Thanks to modern construction methods and new technical processes, around 100 flats and 3 shop units were completed in just 100 days. After only a short time, the settlement was called Blaue Heimat, meaning blue home, due to the colour of the facade. The construction costs for the estate amounted to around 950,000 Reichsmarks, which was favourable for the time. The cost and time savings were mainly due to the novel building method based on a reinforced concrete and iron construction. The actual masonry served only as a filler and as thermal protection. This not only allowed the shells of the buildings to be erected more quickly, huge fans were used to dry out the walls more quickly. Most of the flats were designed with 2 and 3 rooms, as well as a living room, a scullery and a kitchen balcony. A bathroom was not planned. Only the ground floor flats with their own access had a bathroom. The heating was provided by individual cast iron stoves in the rooms and a tiled stove in the kitchen. Like the Atzelhof complex built a few years previously, the fittings of the Blaue Heimat were far superior to the usual standard for social housing at the time. In the early years, the tenants were mainly workers, employees, civil servants, and members of the self-employed and liberal professions. The rent was 66 pfennigs per square meter. In 2021, to mark its 100th anniversary, the GGH opened a museum duo with a permanent exhibition and a museum flat in the Blaue Heimat. It's worth visiting the permanent exhibition at number 22 Mühling Street or the museum flat here at number 16, which gives an insight into the living conditions of a Heidelberg family in the 1920s. Use your smartphone or tablet to find more information on this and other historic buildings.